first reading today, St. Paul makes this comparison between the flesh and the spirit, death and life. He says, "We are debtors then, my brothers, but not to the flesh, so that we should live according to the flesh. If you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the evil deeds of the body, you will live." Now, what exactly is St. Paul talking about? Put to death the evil deeds of the flesh. If you live according to the flesh, you will die. Remember yesterday I talked about the three principal fronts on which the Christian must wage warfare in order to conquer the kingdom of heaven. I talked about the devil, the flesh, and the world. I talked more specifically about the world. Well, today, St. Paul mentions the flesh. And while yesterday I'd noted that the devil and the flesh were easier to understand, we could say that the flesh of the three is the most formidable enemy. Because the devil, of course, isn't always at our side. He comes and goes and can be easily defeated by prayer and the sacraments. The world, the same thing. It's enough to just despise the vanities of the world, to be aware of them, and they can even be easily avoided with some prudence. But the flesh, we can't run from the flesh. Our body and its disordered desires, it's always with us. And prayer and the sacraments simply aren't enough. We need to practice Christian mortification. And here we see exactly the need to do penance in our life in order to attain our salvation. Our Lord made this clear in the Gospel. A few days ago, we read about the incident of the Tower of Siloe, which fell on the 18 people in Jerusalem. Our Lord said, "Do you think that they were more guilty than the others? No, I tell you. But unless you do penance, you shall all likewise perish." Penance was also the invitation of Our Lady at Lourdes. The crowd was asking St. Bernadette, "What's Our Lady saying? Tell us." And St. Bernadette turned to the crowd and she said three times, "Penance, penance, penance." And again, the angel at Fatima, in the third secret, the three young shepherds saw the angel with the flaming sword ready to inflict punishment on the earth. And the angel was crying out, "Penance, penance, penance." We need to do penance and mortification if we want to save our souls. And the reason is this, because due to original sin, our passions are no longer under the complete dominion of our intellect and our will. And that's what St. Paul's talking about when he says, if we live according to the flesh, we will die. Living according to the flesh. That is, living our lives according to the dictates of the flesh and all of its disordered desires. But if we live according to the Spirit, that part of us that is principally made in the image and likeness of God, with an intellect enlightened by faith to know the truth, and a free will to choose the good that we know. Instead of being guided by the flesh, being guided by the Spirit, the just man will live by faith and will subject to the flesh, to the upright dictates of the intellect. But this takes effort, takes force, takes sacrifice, the fight that I was talking about yesterday. Some practical mortifications that all Christians should practice to keep the flesh subject to the Spirit is the first one, diligence at work. To avoid laziness, St. Francis points out what great an enemy is laziness to the spirit. Laziness opens wide the door to so many other temptations, in particular, those against purity. Another one is mortifying our taste, making sacrifices in the things that we eat, not always choosing that food which is most pleasing to us. Also practicing the Christian fast, just going without even that food that is necessary sometimes. You know, one sign is if you're in a family and the dominating conversation is at breakfast is, what are we going to have for dinner? That's a sign. It's a sign that you need to practice mortification and sacrifice some things that you eat. And finally, and maybe the most important, is the mortification of the eyes, especially today with the television, internet, and movies, to really watch what we're watching, to be careful, because those images that enter into our imagination by means of the television, the internet, they're not that easy to get rid of. They last a long time. And so we need to be careful what we watch and to be on guard. And if we make these simple efforts, we can always keep in mind the promise of St. Paul. If we live according to the Spirit, we shall live. Praise be Jesus Christ.